part one of our interview with Zappos CEO and best-selling author, Tony Hsieh. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly,
on the Buzz Bubble.
Kevin Kelly here, the Buzz Bubble Season 3. We are in glittering Las Vegas here
to interview Tony Hsieh, CEO of Zappos and best-selling author of Delivering Happiness. Tony, 3 years out of college, sold his first company, Link Exchange, for $265 million. A couple years later, started Zappos, and about 8 years later, they hit $1 billion in sales. So let's get into the Buzz Bubble and get into the head of Tony Hsieh right now. Well, Tony, thanks so much for climbing into the Buzz Bubble with me today and making some time. I really appreciate it.
Sure thing.
I know you and Zappos, you embrace the weird, so instead of starting off, you know, with some straight business questions right off the bat, maybe I was going to start off with the classic James Lipton questions and get your reaction to those.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite word?
Favorite word? Defenestration is a good one.
Okay.
I think it's to kill someone by throwing them out a window. Or avuncular is another good one. It means uncle-like.
Okay. I like both of them, except that we may need to move away from the window. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, and emotionally?
What are some answers that people have given for that?
Oh.
That's such a wide...
That's a... Yeah. Alex Boguski said...
Do people say they go hiking?
Yeah, you know, all kinds of things. Traveling, hiking...
Yeah, I think just getting into different environments, you know, like meeting new people always spawns interesting ideas, reading books, drinking vodka.
Ooh, helps. Here.
A lot of our great ideas come out of meetings at bars. Yeah.
We were just saying that earlier today, which is a great thing to do in Vegas. What turns you off?
Closed-mindedness. People that are so sure that, you know, they're the experts at something, and so there's no real dialogue.
Right. Absolutely. Do you have a favorite curse word?
Favorite curse word?
Could even be a compound curse word.
A compound curse word. I was a fan of frack for a while.
Frack. Why don't you go frack yourself?
Shut your fracking mouth!
Out of your fracking mind!
I thought that was clever.
But then they turned it into a... I stopped watching.
I actually didn't finish the show.
So. Okay.
But, did you watch it?
No, but frack is now... It's fracking is a...
Oh, the natural gas
term.
Thing.
Right. Yeah. So you can't use that without someone thinking you're trying to be...
But I thought it was clever at the time how they worked that in the show and then actually, yeah.
Okay. Do you have a sound or noise that you like or love?
Sound or noise? No.
Okay, that's fair. And this is kind of odd for you. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt? You seem to have no boundaries some degree.
Well, growing up, my favorite TV show was MacGyver, so I think that type of a...
Like secret agent.
Spy-ish type of, yeah.
Okay, who could, like, fly a plane with just some duct tape and a paperclip,
right.
You know. Yeah. Okay. What profession would you not like to do?
Yes, I guess just anything that where there's not much creativity involved.
Fair enough. And finally, if heaven exists, what would you like God to say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
I guess ask where the visitor center is and get a map and figure out how to navigate the place.
All right, great.
Wait, what's your favorite sound or noise?
My favorite sound or noise? Boy, probably my kids sleeping. And actually, I have to share one of my favorite answers to if heaven exists was they wanted to hear you just made it. Which I thought was...
Meaning
you did everything
you recently
you could.
Made it?
No,
or
no,
that you
just
barely made it.
You barely made it. Yeah, right.
Okay.
So, did you really sleep through Harvard?
I slept through a lot of classes because, I'm not a morning person at all, so...
So for anybody that might not know, somehow they've been living under a rock, Tony is not only the CEO of Zappos, but best-selling author of Delivering Happiness, which is not only about business, but it is also about life.
And I know it was a big part of the philosophy that's throughout the book. It was a big part of how you developed the Zappos culture. If you could summarize the Zappos culture in a few words or even a couple of sentences, how would that go?
We've been told it's almost like a office version of college. There's just lots of crazy, stuff going on. I guess it's the word that probably comes up the most from our employees is it's like a family. It's not it's not just coworkers, but actual true friendships. Most people, when they leave the office, leave to hang out with other Zappos employees, and so a lot of companies talk about work-life separation or balance, whereas we really focus more on work-life integration. And so, it's really, at the end of the day, it's just life, so you might as well enjoy it, whether you happen to be actually doing work or not.
So many of us spend 40, 60, 80 hours a week at a workspace, so it should be an enjoyable part of your life. You said you firmly believe, you firmly believe that customer service is a form of marketing, and not everybody gets that. And I see how much we did take the tour of Zappos, and Ray, thank you, it was wonderful. I see it there. Yes, well, we did that tour, and we're going to do the tour of the downtown space. A lot of people don't get that is an investment that pays off. It's a form of marketing, and what's your take on that?
We've all had bad customer service experiences, so I think people get that it's important, but I think what's tough is usually the payoff from a kind of ROI perspective or business perspective isn't until 2 or 3 years down the line. And so a lot of companies are managed to maximize the profitability for this quarter or this year. And so it's just something that doesn't usually pay off that quickly. And so I think that's why a lot of companies end up not doing it. It's also something that's kind of hard to measure, at least in the short term. And for us, our whole belief is to take most of the money we would have normally spent on paid advertising and paid marketing, and rather invest into customer service and the customer experience, and then let our customers do the marketing for us through word of mouth. But all those things take time for it to eventually be reflected back in the business.
Absolutely. It's evident in the larger companies that you see have a cycle of great customer service, and then it tails off, and then people get really angry at them and say, oh, Verizon is the worst customer service in the world, and then they bring it back because they realize we've got to take care of this. But again, they can't measure it in that short term. So the folks that are accountable at that time just are reluctant to put the money into it and make the investment. But you've proven it's something that works.
Well, it just depends what time frame you're trying to maximize for. And so for Zappos, we're trying to do stuff that's good for the company in the long term. And so that's why we invest so much in customer service and in company culture, which actually is the same type of thing. No one wants to work for a company that has a bad culture, but the payoff for a good culture is, again, probably 2 or 3 years down the line.
Right, right. And it's hard to separate the two, in my opinion. I mean, I totally believe that, and our company culture is so important. And, we have the philosophy that, you've got clients, and your clients, so there's external and there's internal. The people that sit next to you and behind you and around you and you eat lunch with are also clients. They deserve that same treatment.
That's it for part one of our interview with Tony Hsieh. Tune in next week for part two.
But at the same time, our sales never went down. They kept going up, and so it was more just kind of this, it's almost like being in a boat that is going somewhere, but there's a hole in it, and we're bailing out the water as quickly as possible, and just knowing that if we all work really hard and do that, then it should hopefully stay afloat.
Next week on the Buzz Bubble.